It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15 and 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This is, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us as you do each and every Saturday morning as we get things going and we talk a little sports with you. Mainly focused on the pigskin, because I think that seems to be the sport, but we talk about other stuff as well. And we have later on, as our fans know over the past year, our final segment, we always get into a little entertainment action, as well as a fitness tip, a water check. So it's kind of a potpourri type of a show that we bring you each and every weekend. I'm Mark Lloyd, but the rest of the crew is here as well, and that is Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric. Fellas, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us again with you. Oh, great one.
Yeah, of course you're with me. You're the co-host and Terminus Eric's the producer.
Yeah, he's got to be here.
I couldn't get rid of you if I wanted to.
We try.
Yes. And, by the way, later on during our entertainment segment, it was the second ever what's called a fun fest that Terminus Eric and Seminole Bill were at once again yesterday. And, guys, we'll get into it a little bit later on in the show. You guys are the celebrity guest host again. It's kind of an ongoing gig for you two, which is nice, which is great because you get to promote the Mark Lloyd Show. I'm selfish, by the way. But I will ask, how did everything turn out? Another great showing like the previous one?
Yeah, it very well. You know, you got to watch the weather this time of year. You're going to get some thunder booms every now and then, but that's all right. It was great. It was a great day, too, if you will, of the ongoing event, which is what we call a Fun Fest, and had a good crowd come through again. Folks having a good time. Savannah Lee Bassett tore it up in the evening. She was our closing act out of Jacksonville. Great. No relation, by the way.
No.
Definitely
not at
talented.
All.
Wish I could claim it, but you know, she's
a lot of fans come up to you guys.
Yeah, we had people coming up again, and you know, we're
all
doing
right.
Some giveaways and stuff, and some things to reach out to folks. We even got a little thing we're going to show you later. We can't talk about it on the air, but you know, something we're going to do that will involve Mark Lloyd and some giveaways for our fans that follow the show that come by Fun Fest and grab one of these special little cards we're going to give them with a ticket.
If it involves me mowing people's lawns and stuff like that.
No. Okay. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't know. I can't say I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't do that to you this way.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, good. We're going to get into, because I'm always curious, folks, and we'll talk a little bit later, because I'm sure a lot of people out there are like me. We love festivals. We love food, and we love to know some of the fun stuff that went on during the day, especially since you guys are celebrity guest hosts at the we'll call a Fun Fest. But now let's talk a little sports, Seminole Bill. Let's get into it. Once again, unfortunately, Florida State in the news for the wrong reason. Dalvin Cook is now suspended indefinitely by the football team because he allegedly hit a girl. He denies it. The witnesses, Travis Rudolph, and I'm trying to think who else was there, said that didn't happen. DeAndre Francois. The freshman quarterback said, you know, none of it happened, but she's claiming it. Florida State had no choice, but it's a misdemeanor right now, but they're suspending them anyway. Once again, the spotlight is being shown on Tallahassee for, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, for the wrong reason. But as far as we know, there's no video out there, and which is, in a way, I think is a shame. Because if Dalvin Cook is telling the truth, you wish there was video out there because it would have shown that he didn't hit her then. And that's a shame because, once again, I think that you always have to take a stance that you're innocent until proven guilty, not you're just guilty. And lots of times that's what they look at, especially after DeAndre Johnson got thrown off the team. It's immediately, Dalvin Cook's guilty, and it's going crazy in Tallahassee. It's just running wild.
Well, you know, that's, you know, an easy picture to paint if you're on the outside looking in. But the bottom line is just what you said, you know, let the facts come out. You know, don't try it until it, you know, does have some factual stuff with it, because right now they're still putting this together. And if he did it, then the right decision will be made. We've already seen that that's what's going to happen if that is the course of action. And if he didn't do it, then, you know, clear his name and let him go on and do what he's going to do, because it's just like you said, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, you know what, Bill? You're absolutely right. And this past week also, Jimbo Fisher banned the football players from the bars. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Am I saying that correctly?
He banned them from the bars. And
which is fine. I don't think it's a knee-jerk reaction. I think it's like, listen, we'll just ban you from the bars right now, because I got to appease the nation sometimes too, and make the president of the university happy, who came there and spoke to everybody as well.
Yeah.
I get why the spotlight is there. I do. And I get the articles that are written. I'm not saying they shouldn't be written. The problem that I have with everything is how it seems. Once again, and you and I, we beat this drum. And the reason we beat this drum, and that is the SEC and how they just seem to get away with everything. We beat the drum because nobody else will. The SEC had media week this past week. I was so curious. I refused to watch it. I had no time, obviously. But I went back and I looked at four websites: ESPN, Fox Sports, Seminole Bills, CBS Sports, Yahoo Sports. I looked at the people, the beat writers that cover college football, the Stuart Mandels, the Pat Fortys, and Bruce Feldman and stuff like that. Nothing. Not one thing written on the topic that we brought up last week: Laramie Tunsil. Agent involved, punching his father-in-law or stepdad, $100,000 in cash. This is what his father-in-law said happened. Nothing. I look to see if there's on the Ole Miss site, on the site, to see if there's anything that did somebody ask Hugh Freeze about this. Now, whether they did or not, I don't know. I just know it's not written. And I would think, Seminole Bill, this guy is not a nobody. He's arguably the best offensive lineman in the country. He's the best player on Ole Miss. He'll be the highest draft pick on Ole Miss this upcoming season. So he's not a nobody. But the headline is Hugh Freeze, Ole Miss's coach, takes a stance on the Confederate flag. Laquan Treadwell is just not quite back yet. Okay, those articles are fine, but where's the stuff about Laramie? Tell me, Seminole Bill, shed some light on the situation. How come nobody talks about that?
Well, they're very good at covering their own, and that's, you know, the name of the game.
Doesn't that frustrate you?
It does. I mean, I grew up on SEC football, and a lot of folks in the South did, but you know, to quote an old Bama line, you know, what's the pink elephant in the room? You know, it's obviously it's there. It people know about it, but it's not going to be covered when there's other conferences and other football programs to take a shot at that don't fit in the SEC. So you reach out and you jump on the FSU wagon, and you run a little ruse here, and you may go talk about something going on out west or whatever, and you just kind of overlook it, hope it goes away, and, you know, like they say, you know, nothing going over here, you just keep your attention focused over here, and everything over here doesn't matter. You know, that's the way they treat it.
Seminole Bill, I'm looking on ESPN's website and Fox Sports. I don't see anything about LSU and the players that just got suspended. I don't see anything about that. I saw Mark Schlabach, who I guess his part-time job is to be in Tallahassee and make sure that they dig up anything that happens at Florida State that's negative. He's at the SEC Media Day, and what he's talking about is Florida State. I mean, sooner or later, as a journalist, wouldn't you – I guess people are clicking, and I guess the higher-ups are saying, hey, brother, I don't care what's going on. Just go focus on what trouble there is, and right now it's in Florida State, so go focus on that again. He's previewing the ACC Media Week, and it's not about, hey, Is Everett Golston going to be the quarterback? Is Deshaun Watson going to be healthy? How good is Pitt's running back going to be? Do you think he could, win the Heisman? No. Wow, things are crazy down in Tallahassee. Let's focus on that. For the SEC, there was no talk about Laramie Tunsil coming in being a huge topic on the week going, oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, the depth chart is out for Ole Miss, and he's the starter.
Yeah, imagine that.
He's the starter. And nobody is throwing their arms up in the air going, oh, what do you mean? Why isn't he suspended yet? How much more proof do you need? His stepfather is saying all this. He punched him. So there's just, I don't know. It just bothers me an awful lot, Senator Bill. All right, enough of the negativity. Before we go to break, though, I did want to touch on one thing. Folks, we are the home of the Buccaneers. Right here on Freedom 93. And that's awesome because Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback. I was reading some stuff, and really the word inside the one buck place is that Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback. No bones about it. And that he is doing wonderful things right now. And keep an eye out on Kenny Bell as a guy that can do some great things with Jameis Winston, another rookie, and he's out of Nebraska. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about stars that have fallen from grace. Start putting your list together, folks. That's coming up next right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for Wakulla Fun Fest?
Wakulla Fun Fest?
Yeah, Wakulla Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kids zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to Wakulla Fun Fest, Wakulla's premier event this Friday from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from the Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
Now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
It is the Mark Lloyd Show. We are the home of the Buccaneers right here on Freedom 93 FM. We also are the home of Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, celebrity guest host at the Wakulla Fun Fest, as they were yesterday, too. So more of that to come later on. But Seminole Bill, right now, you know, the British Open is going on.
Yeah.
And whether you're a fan of Tiger Woods or not, you kind of hate to see somebody, and I use the term fall from grace, because he's just a shell of what he used to be. I mean, somebody said he's just a hack right now, and he is. It's just, if you're a fan of his, boy, it's got to be depressing. It's like you going through the 10-year decade of Florida State football where they were irrelevant on the national scale. Not irrelevant to win, you know, 6, 7, 8 games, but irrelevant on winning a national championship. That's Tiger Woods right now. I mean, there's no shot to win anything, really. He's just a shell of himself, and it's not necessarily from injury. Injuries haven't helped him at all in the sense of the bad back.
Right.
It was more the personal issue that happened between him and his wife. And I started thinking, I was like, you know, who, and you think too, Simon, but who else do you recall that from an injury or a personal choice just had a fall from grace? Now, let's be clear. Ryan Leaf is not a fall from grace.
No.
Because he never really even got started in the NFL. Yeah. He was done before he even walked on the field, basically. I'm talking about somebody that made it, was great, and then just kind of faded away due to an injury, but they already proved themselves at the highest level. Two guys come to mind that played for the same team at the same time. Darryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go.
You know, top of the world, superstars, Dr. K, Darryl Strawberry pounding out the home runs, and then, unfortunately, not due to injury, but due to drug habits, they fell from grace. And it was a shame because that was during the heyday when I loved baseball.
Yeah, that was a real good. Actually, that's a good one to start with. But both of those guys, you know, Gooden was, you know, fearsome. You know, he was. We talked a while back about great pitchers. Nolan Ryan, you know, was always coming up. Gooden had the heat too.
He was. Oh boy, right there. He was out of Tampa.
You're out of Tampa.
Out of Tampa,
yeah.
Right?
Sure was.
Yeah. So yeah, those are two good ones. Another guy. I'll stay with baseball. How about this one, Senator Bill? I know you're a big baseball fan, so I know you'll remember him. Obviously, Kerry Woods.
Oh man, yeah.
He would throw heat for the Chicago Cubs.
Yep.
And then he hurt his elbow.
It was done.
And he never came back. He was never the same after that.
You know, and that's sad. That's really sad for the Cubs.
That's a fall from grace. That is sad.
Because the Cubs, you know, don't always have a lot to cheer about. And that was really, if you think back, probably one of their best shots with him healthy. They really had, you know, there were things that were really moving. Once he got injured, it's really weird, but it's just like it took the whole, I guess, the wind completely out of the sail of the Cubs. They really just didn't do what they thought they were capable of doing. With him healthy, they were a machine. You know, they really,
yeah, no.
But you're right.
You're absolutely right.
Strange how that happens. You know, you wouldn't think, especially in baseball, you would think, you know, how much one person might really mean. I mean, you've got a dominant pitcher. That's pretty important.
Well, I think it's morale, too. You know what? You're right. Like, right now, if Clayton Kershaw went down for the Dodgers, everybody says, oh. You know, if Madison Bumgarner went down for the San Francisco Giants, because if you have expectations and you get in a seven-game series with somebody, say you make the playoffs, you're counting on them to pitch twice. So you're thinking, all right, we got maybe two wins wrapped up. We just got to come up with two more. Yeah, so I know what you're saying. How about I guess one that is really sad, and he kind of made a comeback was, at least he played in baseball, was Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was one that was in my head when you started talking. There's two, you know, but that one to me was probably, you know, the most difficult one for me. Because, you know, you just saw how much potential that guy had. I mean, you watched him, and at every level, he just got better and better and better. And I've still got the crazy blooper in my head where he catches this baseball running toward the wall and just does, like, I don't know if you remember, he runs up the wall, comes off, doesn't, I mean, like he's literally walking sideways on the wall, nothing to it, comes off there, and I mean, you just go, who is this guy, Superman? You know, I mean, just amazing stuff. And then in football, you know, watching him crunch the balls and some of those other people, wow. Speaking of, could the balls be considered a fall from grace? Bosworth?
I'm going to go no. And the reason being is because he never had, like, a severe impact in the NFL. It was all hype. And I know he injured his shoulder, and he was never the same. But I never heard, like, nobody was putting together highlight films of him when he played for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
People put highlight films of Bo Jackson when he was with the Raiders, and then he got hurt. But you already established, and everybody already said, wow, the guy's a superstar, and he's the best in the league.
Okay.
Bosworth was never considered that his position. I'm going to go, no. I mean, you know, our fans out there let us know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I don't think so. What about a guy that let's really switch sports and let's go to hockey?
Oh, I was getting ready to do the same thing. Go ahead, I'm with you on this.
All right, I don't know if you remember this story, but I was following hockey for some reason because it was during the Mary Lemieux days. Kevin Stevens played with Mary Lemieux. They won a Stanley Cup there for the Penguins, and then in I think it was, gosh, it was a Game 7. I don't recall exactly, but it was a playoff. He went for a check, missed, hit the wall, got knocked unconscious, kind of went straight down to the ice, and he crushed his face. It was just awful. You know, broke his face all up, had to have reconstructive surgery, got addicted to pain pills because of it, and was never the same. Never the same.
Yeah, you know,
got in trouble with the law then, and he was done. So he went from you know, a top 20 player in the NHL to done, all because of one moment when he missed the check.
So we've got a couple other ones out there that obviously, you know, you and I are going to talk about. One, I know that there's one in there for you that you know, actually is a resident of Orlando. Let me throw one out to you for a really different reason, and a guy that we all rooted for really, really hard for a lot of years, and seeing there was no one better, even though he was battling the cancer. Why don't we talk about Lance Armstrong?
Ooh. Wow. My gosh, Bill. That's probably the ultimate one. I mean, really. And the thing is that in hindsight now, I'm one of those guys, a big Lance Armstrong fan, but you are right, fall from grace. No. What you know what's interesting about him? You know what? Similar Bill. That might be the most interesting one, because he didn't have a fall from grace while he was competing.
Right.
His fall from grace came after he was done and them stripping everything away from him.
Right.
How about that? That is a really interesting one.
He just came out the other day, I don't know if you heard, and questioned the integrity of the one, of the person leading the
Tour de France.
Yes, thank you, the Tour de France, saying there's no way he could be that guy could be that strong. He's got to be on something. I guess he'd know, huh?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, that there's one thing is that for Lance's problem, and not to get off on a tangent, I was a big Lance Armstrong fan. I still am.
Yeah.
Because technically, in my opinion, he won all seven of those. What he should be punished for is how he treated everybody else. But you shouldn't strip away his titles. Because guess what? Look at the thing. Everybody's title stripped away. You might as well have stripped everybody. Everybody who's doing it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was the sport. It's not a giant sport over here, but, you know, he made it relevant. But I hate using the word, cause, you know, you hate always using everybody was doing it. But it was just a known fact. When it came to cycling, they were all cheating, but they were all doing it. So nobody was really cheating, is the way I viewed it. So the guys that he beat were doped up just like him. He was still just a better athlete. So if you would have stripped everything away, my feeling, if everybody was clean, he would have still won. That's just
right. That's
my opinion. We could go on, but that was a really good one.
Well, go ahead. No, you had one. Go ahead.
Well, I'm back to baseball again.
Yeah, see,
a guy that was in and out, but he was really good. Was Steve Howe?
Oh yeah.
You remember Steve Howe for the Dodgers?
I do remember Steve Howe.
Cocaine problem and everything, but he was so talented. And when he was on, he was great. But he just couldn't keep himself clean.
No,
he just couldn't do it.
Now, from a drug perspective, you know, we've talked about this before a little bit, but what about all of our big boys that were jacking up, you know, doping up, if you will, and were the home run kings? Because to me, they all fell from grace. You know, Barry Bonds fell from grace. Mark McGwire fell from grace. Sammy Sosa fell from grace. Those were great, solid guys that most people looked up to. And then everything came out. And for me, those guys, to see them have to go into defense mode so hard, especially Mark McGwire. That was the toughest one for me to watch because I really wanted to believe in Mark, really did. And then to see those things happen, you know, that to me, that's where it really took some of the love of the game away from me. And their fall really hurt to me.
I agree on that. My only problem with that whole situation is that baseball needed it and baseball wanted it, and they wouldn't have said a thing in a million years because baseball was done.
Right.
Finished.
Right.
Everybody hated the sport. Nobody was showing up. The strike that happened and the rise of the National Football League and the rise of college football, it was done. And McGwire and Sosa, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, they saved baseball when they were chasing Maris's record. Right, Maris? No, Yeah, Maris, yeah. Right? No. Yeah, it was Maris with 62.
Right. You were thinking of Maris and Manning.
Yeah. I was thinking of DiMaggio with 56.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
But yeah, everybody was cheering him on. And it captivated the nation, and baseball was able to recover because of them. But they don't get any credit for that.
No.
That's my only problem. All right, let's take another break, some of the bill. When we come back, another big sporting event happened this past weekend, last weekend, and that was Serena Williams winning Wimbledon again. And somebody said that she's the best female athlete over the last decade or two. I want to get some of those Bill thoughts on that. Plus, we'll look at maybe we should throw her in with all athletes. All that coming up right here on the Mark Boyd Show. Stay with us.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for Wakulla Fun Fest?
Wakulla Fun Fest?
Yeah, Wakulla Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kids zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to Wakulla Fun Fest, Wakulla's premier event this Friday from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from The Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us here on Freedom 93, as you do each and every week from 8 to 9 a.m. And thanks for everybody showing up at the Wakulla Fun Fest yesterday and saying hello to Governor Eric and Seminole Bill. I'll speak for them, even though they're here, but I'll speak for them anyway, that they do appreciate it. You coming up and saying hello and everything like that. And Terminus Eric's arm has recovered from signing autographs, so that's a good thing. We don't want him to go and say he has tennis elbow or doesn't miss a day of work because of that, right, Seminole Bill?
Yeah, we can't let him get away with that.
Never. Not going to happen. And we're also, Freedom 93, we're the home of the Buccaneers, which is fantastic, especially with Jameis Winston, who will be the starting quarterback. So we're excited about Gene Deckerhall being on Freedom 93 as the voice of the Bucs. That's pretty cool, huh, Seminole Bill?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, it's a crazy way that his career is gone. I mean, but boy, are we glad that he's with us on this station right here? Because man, what a gem! What a gem he is.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll be talking about Jameis Winston one day in this type of light. But when Serena Williams won Wimbledon, and you're a big tennis fan, I'm sure you watched it. I don't know if it was McEnroe or somebody said, maybe it was Mary Jo. Somebody said it. Serena Williams is the best female athlete over the last decade or two. It's tough to argue that, Seminole Bill. She has won, what, 20, 21 Grand Slams? Something like that.
Pretty amazing.
Right around there. Yeah. That's an amazing accomplishment. Whether you like her or not, I'm not a big fan of her or her family based on what had happened in the past. And I think that, you know, she pouts a lot, but her dad's a real nut job. We all know that. Her mom falls asleep at the tournament. Not a huge fan of her, but you got to throw the respect because she's been dominant. Which made me think, I said, well, let's take her out of the women category. Let's just throw her into the overall category of men and women. And over the past, let's say couple decades, she does have a strong argument for being just the greatest athlete out of all of them, out of anybody, male or female. But when you really, start breaking it down and start, I guess, comparing her, which is what we do as sports fans, right? We compare things. We love numbers. We love stats. We love trends. But when you start comparing her and her accomplishments against some of these other people, wow, we've had, over the last couple of decades, we've had some amazing performances and some amazing streaks when it comes to just stars in their respective sports doing crazy stuff and winning and being consistent. And so some of the I brought up Serena Williams. Does anybody out there come to mind for you over the last 10, 15 years?
Gosh.
You have to be a winner, but even more importantly, I think you have to be consistent. Wow. And dominant, yes, very good. No, dominant's a good one, but you got to be consistent. That means you're always in the running, but you win lots of those too.
I'm gonna say, golly, I don't even really have much light for him anymore. But Floyd Mayweather's had a pretty good run for boxing, and not somebody I root for anymore. You know, I'm not happy with the way things turned for Floyd. You know, in terms of his attitude. He's great. Yeah. No doubt about it. He's a great one.
I didn't even have him written down. Very good. Mayweather.
He's on there. I mean, a little more recently, someone who took one of the ESPYs the other day, Ronda Rousey.
I was just going to bring that up, and I was going to laugh about that. I apologize.
Rousey. Let me ask you guys a question. I know who she is. I don't know her career. How long has she been at the top of the UFC when it comes for women? How long? Has that spanned 5 years, a year, or 10 years?
I think it's been like, you know, really the last 5 years she's really been in the forefront of the sport. But, I mean, she's dominant.
But how long has she been dominating her sport? Has it been longer than five years? We know her now. But before that, was she killing everybody?
She's been dominant for, you know, not nearly as long as Serena, but
– okay.
But on the scene of the, you know, mixed martial arts, which kind of is just the last 10 years, it really exploded.
That's unfair for her because of the sport. So yeah, in 5 years, she's still at the same. Yeah,
she's already in beast mode. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to get in the cage with her. But, I mean, you know, just get in the cage with her, shake her hand, you know. Yes.
Yeah. What about this one, Simple Bill? I'm switching gears on two guys. And we're going to go to Olympics. How about Michael Phelps?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
I mean, how much more dominating can you be?
Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, maybe.
That's my other one, right there.
You and I are on the same wavelength,
But the thing with Bolt, though, is that, yes, it was 8 years, and, well, I guess, you know, he was dominant in two Olympics. I know at times, he just gets lazy.
Yeah. Bored, maybe, is the word they use nowadays. Bored. You know,
yeah,
he's bored.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Bored. Here's what I'm intrigued by. How come we don't mention, and is it because every sport we've talked about right now has been individual? Can we nominate a guy on a team for what we're talking about, being a dominant player? Is that, LeBron has been to, what, five?
Yeah,
six finals.
He hasn't
won them all. Kobe won five over the past, 15 years.
For a while, Dwayne.
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan's been just longevity, man. He's still doing his thing, you know, even in, after all these years.
But why are we not including them because that it's a team and it's easier to pick up? Roger Federer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Tennis, I mean, come on, the guy's won what, seven, eight Wimbledon?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a heck of a run. And he's still at 33, 34 at the top of his game. So we threw Serena Williams in there. How come we don't throw Roger Federer in there or Rafael Nadal?
Yeah, both great.
You know, I mean, they should be in the mix. They should be in the mix also. But I've noticed that we've stayed away from hockey, football. We've stayed away from basketball and baseball.
You know, it's weird because if you go back a few, let's just say, you know, we're talking this in the now. But really, when you go back, and maybe this is a tribute to some of those other sports really gaining their fan bases. And you know, because we could talk about a Pele, you know, back in the day. We could talk about a Maradona in soccer, worldwide.
Messi right now
is great. You can go back in basketball, back in the era of the Michael Jordan. You can go back and talk about Wilt. You can go back and talk about Bird.
Russell winning 8 or 10 championships. Yeah.
Bird, Magic, those type of things. I mean, those would seem back in the day, I guess, because their greatness was so much more than the average. They were just consistently amazing.
And so we could include them in our discussion. Is that what you're saying? It's okay.
Well, yeah, you know what you're I'm saying is it's just oddity to me because we're not talking the teen sports now. Where in back in the day, that's what you really used to talk about more or less. But you know, back in those generations past, those guys were the Michael Jordan. You just said he was the greatest by far. Just dominated. Once he got the right chemistry, he was dominant throughout his years.
Point.
You know, a Bird, a Magic Johnson, you know, just lived
for
those. What
about Tom Brady?
There you go.
Five Super Bowls, Seminole Bill, yeah. Right? Five?
You can't leave out Tom. You know, Peyton Manning's been pretty daggum dominant, although he hadn't won as many, you know, of the footballs, if you will. But
I can't include him then. I think you got to win the big games. You got to win more than one.
True.
You can't just put up
numbers. True.
If that's the case, Dan Fouts. You know,
yeah, Marino.
You got to have Marino. You got to have some kind of separation. I guess it's tough because it's a team. You can't say they dominated their sports. You could say, wow. Well, I mean, you can say that Jordan dominated the sport. It seemed like he was so much better. Simon Bill, this is why we love bringing this stuff up. We bring it up, and it takes a life of its own.
Right.
These topics. And what's so funny, I get a kick out of this, and that's why we love doing the show, is you'll say something, and next thing you know, you throw me for a loop. I'm over here, and I start thinking. And I forget that, you know, we're on the air. And all these thoughts are going through my head. I'm like, well, you know what? That is true. Okay, maybe we should include that. I guess it's a lot easier. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you were just talking about him, his fall, you know, his Oh, yeah, I mean, who back in the day, and that's what's sad about what happens to people.
For about
like
a 12-year run, right?
Oh man, you know, he just would you ever want to? I mean, people used to say it. Even when Tiger's in your rear view mirror, you're not safe because he can always come up and just take the match over, take the links over. And
yeah.
Jordan was the same way, you know. And McEnroe back in the day in tennis, you tick him off the wrong way, he's going to come back and just pound you. You know, it's the same.
He wasn't reeling off championships the way.
No.
Sampras.
No.
Pete Sampras, yes. He was dominating. He won 8 Wimbledons, I think.
Oh.
You know, he won all the big tournaments, and he won them on a consistent basis. McEnroe was always there, but I don't know how many Grand Slams McEnroe won, but I don't think it's up in the – is it more than 12, 14? No way.
He didn't win more than that, but, you know – for sake of the argument or the discussion back in the day, I mean, look at who, again, I'm not dissing Sampras, but look at who he was up against. I mean, you had the Connors, you had the Lindl, you had, it's like the heavyweight champs back in Muhammad Ali's day. You know, would you tell me that you would rather go against all those guys? And by the way, they were fighting in most cases 12 to 15 round fights, whereas today they only fight max 12 rounds. Back in the day, a championship fight was 15 rounds. Ali, Frazier, Foreman, you know, those dudes.
Yeah.
You know, Quarry,
yeah.
You name it. You know, those guys, Foreman, they just knock your tail in the dirt, you know.
There were no sleepers.
You know, you were going to fight some really tough talent. And then, you know, you fast forward and, you know, is it different because you got one dominant guy that just crushes everybody else like a Mike Tyson comes through and just no one's good enough. He was really just so much better than everybody else for a long time.
Those,
you know, it's hard between the genres. It's just, I guess, that's, again, why you say we love sports and love to talk it, because these things kind of make you...
Everything's a debate.
Yeah.
Everything's a debate. You're absolutely right. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we still have our water check. We have our fitness tip, and then we have our entertainment segment. And I'm on to a new show. So we're going to talk about the McCullough Fun Fest, but also we're going to talk about a new show I've been watching on HBO. All that coming up next. Stay with us right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
This is Seminole Bill.
And Terminus Eric.
Are you ready for McCullough Fun Fest?
McCullough Fun Fest?
Yeah, McCullough Fun Fest. You know, the big shindig down off 319 in Crawfordville in Hudson Park?
Yeah, it kicks off Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
They'll have a variety of food trucks, arts and craft vendors, a kids zone with fun activities, an Arctic chill zone. Now that's a lot of fun festing.
Yeah, and admission is free.
Don't forget the entertainment. Local and regional bands during the day with a featured act to close things out during the evening. Terminus, do you know what time it is? It's time to head to McCullough Fun Fest, McCullough's premier event this Friday from 11 a.m. till dark in Hudson Park off 319 in Crawfordville. Food and fun for everyone. Join me, Seminole Bill,
and Terminus Eric
from the Mark Lloyd Show with our good friends from Freedom 93 FM and all our wonderful sponsors and vendors. Check out WakullaFunFest.com. That's WakullaFunFest.com. Join us at FunFest.
Hey, y'all. In Wakulla County, we stay at the Magnuson Hotel Wildwood Inn because they sponsor FunFest.
Something to add to the show. It better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. In the home of the Mark Lloyd Show, Freedom 93 FM. We come at you each and every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. in the morning. Also, we are the home of the Buccaneers. And as football season kicks off, we'll get more and more into Florida State and the Tampa Bay Bucs, Bob, more closely, give you some good insight each and every week right here on the show from Terminus Eric, Seminole Bill, and myself, Mark Lloyd. Right now, though, it is water check time. And Seminole Bill, it's another extremely important day because yesterday was the McCullough Fun Fest. That means I'm so curious to see how Terminus Eric did. Did he hang out at the Pepsi Challenge or whatever it was and not drink water, or did he drink some water and have a good mixture? For me, I had another great day. I'm not at 82 ounces, but I'm at 79 ounces. And folks, the reason we bring up water checks is because it's very important to drink hopefully a gallon a day. It really does wonderful things for your body. So we always do a water check each and every week here. I'm at 79 ounces. Someone, what are you at?
Well, I'm a little bit behind you. I'm about at 68 right now.
68? Okay. Yesterday, though, were you hydrated for McCullough Fun Fest?
I will tell you this.
The heat and everything.
I made sure we had plenty of water this time because last time we was definitely struggling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't put enough of that in our tent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. The man of, I'm not even going to say the hour, the man of the minute, Terminus Eric.
Well, right now I am at 17 ounces.
17 ounces.
17 ounces.
That's like throwing the horseshoe over the ringer.
Hey, that's a bottle of water.
One bottle of water, yeah. Terminus. One bottle, that's it?
That's one bottle of water at 8 a.m.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. What's kind of a, okay, but how about yesterday? I mean, if you're meeting all the fans out there, I need you to be hydrated like you were the other week. You did a great job. How were you at the second annual or the second version of McCullough Fun Fest?
Hey, I actually did pretty good. I got one of those backpacks with it contains like 3 liters. And I went through that one. So
holy smokes, that's similar Bill.
Yeah, he was rolling there.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a what's that called?
I don't know. He's been up on that thing, so excited about things.
I own two of them. I can't think of what it's called right now. One of the characters I played wore one all the time.
Backwater?
I wore one for 5 years. I can't even think of what it is.
Backwater?
No, not backwater. Oh, my gosh. It's silly. All right, Dermot, make sure you figure that out. While I come up with our fitness tip. And you know what, Senator Bill, this would be great for you guys. On days when you're out there meeting all the fans, walking around like you were at the Wakulla Fun Fest, to be stretched out and to be flexible. And how you get that way is with a little yoga. Senator Bill, a little yoga goes a long ways because people think that, oh, it's just for stretching. But no, it really does work your core. And by working your core with yoga, that's your ab area and your lower back, is that makes you stand up straighter, makes you feel better, especially as we mature in age, your posture starts going. So it's important to work your core. And you could do planks and crunches and stuff like that. And that's all great, but some yoga poses can seriously strengthen your middle too, because it's not just about stretching and improving flexibility. So, Little Bill, do me a favor. Take a couple yoga classes and get back to me, okay, brother?
Okay, I'll check that out. No problem.
Okay, yeah, do a couple of those. All right, here's our entertainment segment. Oh, Terminus, did you figure out what it was?
It's like a hydration pack or like a camelback or something.
That's
something
it. It's
like
a
that.
Camelback. No. That's it. It's a camelback. That's what it's called. It is a hydration pack, but everybody calls it a camelback. That's very smart. Similar Bill.
Yes.
You might want to learn something from Terminus Eric.
He's tried to sell me that thing. It's not a bad deal. Not a bad deal.
It has multi-uses.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, let's move on.
Moving
on. That's what we are proud of you, Terminus Eric. You had to bring up it as multiple uses. Terminus and his camelback probably has two. He's probably split the bladder that goes in the back of it that holds water into two sections, one for water and one for we can't name. Because it's 8 o'clock in the morning right now, and there might be little ears out there. Yeah, exactly. Our entertainment segment this week, we're going to talk about what we call a fun fest. But you know what show I started watching? And it's called True Detective. Have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
It's on HBO every Sunday at 9 o'clock. It basically took the place of Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And it's an interesting show. It debuted last year on HBO. The show's name is True Detective, but the whole cast is different this year. Last year was Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, some other stars, right? This year it's Vince Vaughn, it's Colin Farrell, Rachel McAdams. So big stars star on this TV show, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty dark. It's a dark drama, but it's good. It's worth checking out.
I will check that out after
you get caught up on Game of Thrones, so you're ready to go next season.
True Detective, I will check it out. And you know, The Strain is back, by the way.
Yes, I heard that. Did you watch it?
Yes. Ooh.
Okay, was it good?
Very good. Yeah. Got to watch.
All right, I got to check that out. You continue to watch Game of Thrones. You check out True Detective, and I'll check out The Strain.
I did see the trailer for the Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead Season 6.
That aired at Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
it's breathtaking.
It looks so good. I agree. Thank you for bringing that up, because Comic-Con just took place, and you're right. They debuted the trailer for Fear of the Walking Dead, or Fear of the Dead, whatever it's called, and it's just incredible. And then also The Walking Dead, which looks awesome. And so 2 weeks ago, we talked about just a picture of Rick and how everybody's trying to read into it. And actually, we had the trailer. And you know what? Another trailer that debuted at Comic-Con was the trailer of Suicide Squad.
Ooh, no.
I have not seen it, but I've seen a lot.
You got to check it out, Terminus. You'll like it. Will Smith, Jared Leto, all kinds of people are in it. So it looks like it's going to be pretty good. All right, guys, you represent the Mark Lloyd Show. I know we don't have a lot of time left at the Wakulla Fun Fest. And for more information and check out pictures, also go to WakullaFunFest.com. The first one was July 3rd. The second one was just yesterday, July 17th, at Hudson Park. And once again, similar to Bill, how was the turnout? Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, we had a good – we had, you know, this time of year, you know, you've got the kids out of school and everything, so you have a good steady flow. And one thing we will say, and then we'll just give you a heads up, you know, these events, as we get closer to school and we'll kind of foray more into the afternoon and evening. You know, so we're, our goal with what we've been doing and talking with the promoters and everything is, you know, let's have a couple big splashy ones like we need to get everybody fun festing the way they should be, you know, on
gotcha.
Every other Friday.
I like that.
And then
Did you term that word? Did you register or trademark that fun festing?
I have not yet. You need to right now.
Somebody's going to steal that from you and charge you like $1,000.
Well, we've got fun festers, fun fest. We got lots of little things that we can term. But the bottom line is fun fest, you know, food and fun for everyone. We just want to make sure people have a good time, come out and celebrate with us, community, get involved, have fun supporting it, eat some good food, you know, come out there for your kids and have a good time, slide the slides, ride the rides, whatever you got.
So my question, though, Seminole Bill, is what – obviously we all love food. So what was the food that you chose to dive into this past week? Did you – what did you enjoy? What did you partake in? And then what did you wash it down with?
Well, we went with the – we did a Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak?
Had to go
wow.
with that, man, because –
Was it delicious?
Very good. Very good.
Feminist?
I had to do the same.
Yeah.
You went with Philly cheesesteak as well. Wow, that sounds really good.
It looked amazing. Five Star Grub had it out there looking really nice. Panama Dogs was out there with some hot dogs and some snow cones. But I did have.
Oh, guys! You didn't tell me. Did they have snow cones on the July 3rd one? Were they out there for that?
You know it, yeah.
Oh man, who are they again? Oh,
now there's different groups come in. The first group that came in was actually out of St. Augustine. You'd be surprised. It was a relative of one of the Fab Four receivers, Ron Lewis. We met them at another event, and they came in from, I guess, right over near St. Augustine, Jacksonville. But this time, Panama Dogs came in from Panama City, and they had a variety of things, including snow cones. So they were the ones kind of doing the snow cone this week.
Wow. Is there any way to get a snow cone and mail it to me?
Dry ice?
Probably not.
I was going to say dry ice, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. So, okay, people show up with their lawn chairs again and look forward to the entertainment it's playing?
Yeah, you know, we're really right now we've got a good scenario where we've got the tents up so they can get in and chill out with Keith Lawson in the Arctic Cool Zone and then come over. You know, we've got VIP tent for some of the folks there, the sponsors and everything, and different folks to come through. So it works out really good. We've got two big tents, and Keith Lawson, man, the coolest thing in town is walking into an air-conditioned tent. You got to love it.
Outside in possible 90-degree weather.
Oh, yeah, and then refreshment services, Pepsi coming down with the Pepsi Challenge like they do, and then they're great. You know, those cats really do us well. They bring a lot of excitement, you know, and then giving away different things, watching the kids have fun over there at the slides. A lot of fun going on there at FunFest.
Okay. Now, you guys didn't do it the first FunFest, but I asked you to, and I want to know that either one of you get, because they have face painting there. I've seen pictures online at WakalaFunFest.com. Mm-hmm. Did anybody get a Mark Lloyd Show logo painted on their forehead?
Not yet. We haven't.
I know
you want us to, but you know what? We got to get them warmed up to that because they're used to doing the cats and the things for the little kids. We got to kind of, you know, the big muscles
Terminus?
With the football.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Terminus, did you get it done?
Can I have some of your cut if I do it?
Oh. I don't know, that might be.
Wow. How about that? Go right after the wallet.
See? Going right for the wallet. Yeah, you know, I think that we would look like one of your Game of Thrones characters if we had one of those done across our forehead or something. You know, we'd look like one of those cool characters.
Well, it's that or a permanent tattoo, and I don't think you want to do that. Something
all you see is the hair.
Exactly. All right, guys, that's going to do it for another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. We want to thank everybody, as you do each and every week, for hanging with us here on Freedom 93 each week from 8 to 9 a.m. in the morning. So, for Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Buccaneers.